Hello, everyone. Welcome to our latest episode. I'm Michael Justin Lee, the president of the Ivy Dream. Today, we're very happy to be joined by Parizoda Asatiloyeva, who is a first-year student at Columbia University. Welcome, Parizoda.
Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to be hosted by this company.
We're very honored that you would be willing to join us to talk about your experiences. To our listeners, Parizoda is from Uzbekistan. And I'd like to start by asking you, in your high school experience in Uzbekistan, when do you start your college application process?
Generally, when students are applying to universities back in Uzbekistan, they usually start preparing in their last year, that is in 11th year. So because most of them apply to local universities, the process is generally like that. The student body who is applying to universities that are abroad, they generally would like to start a little earlier, like somewhere at their 8th or 9th grades.
Oh, I see. So in Uzbekistan, high school ends in 11th grade?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. In your particular case, when did you decide that you did want to attend university outside of the country?
It started very early since I was going to the kindergarten. My parents have been instilling me with the values of planning to aim higher and putting higher goals. So from the very beginning, I had in my mind that I was going to apply abroad, although I didn't know that I would get in.
And was that those schools that you were considering, were they specifically American universities that interested you?
Yes, definitely.
What was your criteria for deciding which American universities you would apply to?
I think it first started with this common dream of just studying at the best school in the world, like Harvard or something. But later it kind of evolved into different schools, like Columbia, and Columbia was my dream school. It was because I was constantly exposed to media on different platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and others. So those kind of shaped my my dream of studying at Columbia University.
Oh, I see. Since most people, I assume, in Uzbekistan, would not have dreams of studying outside the United States, did you have enough time to prepare for the SAT?
The math part of SAT was much easier for me because it was generally the level of difficulty of math part of SAT was much easier than what we cover at our high schools. But when it comes to the English part, I had to start preparing for it from my fifth grade, like starting to learn English from zero. And I started much harder, closer to my 10th grade for SAT English. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. When it came time to consider the essays, how did you decide to the topics that you would write on?
I think I had in my mind in general what I would want to talk about when I first started thinking about it. But the idea, like the generation and the shaping the idea itself took, I guess, about 3 or 4 months. And I started that at my 11th grade during summer holidays, before my 11th grade.
Did you have anyone to guide you through this, since attending university in the United States would not be too common?
Yes, I had some advisors who would help me to kind of shape my ideas and idealize them. I had a company which usually supports with that.
Oh, I see. The next step, the letters of recommendation. Was that difficult for you to obtain? And who did you ask to write those for you?
When I got to know that I would need two letters of recommendation from my teachers, those teachers came immediately to my mind were my geography teacher and my math teacher. When I asked them to provide those recommendations, they were a little confused because that was not something that they would do ever, that they haven't done it before, so they were a little bit confused. But later, when they wrote it down, I had to take it to the translator's office and then run it through notarial procedures to make sure that everything is done by our school and everything is sealed and translated correctly with under the legal, everything is legal, basically. So it required a little bit more efforts to make it done rather than it would take to a general American student, because here we don't do that usually. But yeah.
Well, that must have been a lot of work to inform them how it must be done.
That is true.
I regret that you had to go through that. In your year, were interviews necessary for the schools that interested you?
Well, those were, I had a couple of friends who got to get an interview from different schools, but unfortunately, I didn't receive any. And I'm not sure if that is a good sign or not, because before I haven't ever been in an interview or interviewed ever. So probably not receiving an interview was a good sign, I guess. So, yeah.
Oh, that's surprising, actually. The Ivy League usually do interview, but it's neither good nor bad. I have rarely heard that they didn't interview a student. Well, but good for you.
Thank you.
Well, now, Arizona, let's turn to Columbia now. Was it difficult getting adjusted to this will be in three parts: Columbia, New York City, and the American style of education?
When it comes to Columbia, I guess I kind of knew where I'm coming from. I had an idea of what it looked like and the type of education it should provide. But when I came here and saw the Columbia itself, the campus itself, it was totally different from what I expected, because it was much, much better and not something that I have seen before. So the students, the people were totally different. They were, like, the culture itself at university is totally different from what I experienced at my high school, where everybody is kind of knows each other, but at the same time kind of has more closer relationships, whereas at Columbia, there are a lot of students, first of all, and although some people know each other, it's hard to kind of keep in touch because mm-hmm. everybody's busy. So that was totally different and sometimes hard to tolerate. When it comes to New York City, yes, it was also a huge difference from where I come from, because in my city, the tallest building would be the shortest building in New York City, basically. So, yeah, it was a huge difference. I came here and the culture, the people, the business of the city was something that would actually inspire me to stay here and do more to obtain the same lifestyle as the people in downtown and in these tall buildings have. So I guess it's quite motivating to stay here and see how while the person is studying, the other people are already having the lifestyle that I want to obtain, and kind of it's a life motivation, I would say.
That's great. How have you found student life at Columbia, which is one of the most international of all the universities? You surely have met people from many, many countries, and for that matter, from many parts of the United States.
Well, first of all, I felt really isolated because this is my first time being apart from my family and my loved ones. So here I had to first adjust for that. But later when I got started to talk, when I started to talk to people, it got a little better because I got to know several people from different nations. And although they were, they had different backgrounds and experiences, we all shared, like, laughed at the same jokes, experienced the same emotions when coming to Colombia. So we could really discuss those. This really united us, and but still I would say it was really different from my usual experience at my high school, because at my high school I used to just speak to people who have a lot more in common with me, and whatever I say, it makes sense. But here,
yes, of course,
when I make jokes here, it's not really something that they would understand and laugh about. So I had to be, I had to be really careful while talking to people from different nations, and be aware of my biases and everything. So it, like, coming to Colombia really makes a person conscious of what of who they are and what they're talking about.
As something minor, a question or a minor topic, how are you enjoying the food in the United States and Colombia specifically?
I guess it's quite good. Well, although they don't have those, like, really national Uzbek foods here, it's quite the same what I would eat back in Uzbekistan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but still, the food is much, not really natural as I would have in my country. So I have to really start counting everything, like nutrition, calories, and everything, just to kind of be aware of what I'm eating. But back in Uzbekistan,
yeah,
I wouldn't really do that because everything was just natural and healthier.
Consideration for many people coming to the United States. May we turn to discuss academics now? Did you know what you wanted to study before you arrived at Columbia?
I had in my mind a potential major that I was going to take that was political science. But when I came to Columbia, I wasn't really sure that I would want to pursue that, because at my high school, not every single subject is taught properly so that I would be able to know what is for me and what is not. So when I came here, I just wanted to explore as many subjects as I can so that I will make sure that political science is perfect for me. And in my first semester, I tried taking different courses that are totally different from political science. And actually, Columbia's core really encourages that, like making people to take science courses regardless of their major, or humanities courses regardless of their major. So that kind of a little bit influenced my decision and made it, and reinforced actually my decision of majoring in political science.
Have you taken, was political science one of your first semester courses?
I didn't take it yet, but I'm going to take it next semester. I just got a little more interested in that after a couple of other courses that I took, like literature humanities, where we also explored such topics as government and politics.
Oh, yes. Well, that is one thing that American universities really love, is to expose students to many fields not requiring them to commit to a major right away, unlike many other countries. Are there any other subjects that you have now learned would be of interest to you?
Definitely, I would say. When I was taking course in science, we had a section in physics. I did have an interest in physics and, let's say more specifically, astronomy before in my high school, but it wasn't that deep because we didn't study in depth. But here in Colombia, it was taught in such an angle which would really arise my interest in the subject. So I got a little passion for that too. So I was considering to kind of either minor in it or just explore it a little bit more.
Oh, very good, very good. Are you having any time to attend social functions or join clubs?
Yeah, I actually already joined a couple of clubs here, one of which is a political union here at Colombia. So I haven't had a chance to attend a lot of meetings, although I went to a couple of gatherings that they had around the campus. But I'm definitely planning to come in to that club, or maybe even we were planning with our friends here from Central Asia to kind of launch our own club for people either from Uzbekistan or the whole Central Asia. So that's still under process, hopefully.
Oh, that's that certainly would be very encouraged to start such a club. Now, Barizora, are you getting the chance to enjoy New York City at all?
I would say yes, definitely. I think compared to the time where I first came, I got much, much more familiar with the surrounding, with the areas, and comfortable with even moving without the map around the city. So I used to go out with my friends almost every week. And we used to kind of try new food, the museums, the streets. So it was quite refreshing, I would say. And then coming back to Colombia really felt like coming home to campus. So even now when I'm away from New York, it feels like I'm away from my home. So
that's great. So New York, you do feel like a New Yorker now.
I would say to some extent, yes.
That's wonderful. If I never told you, Parizota, I'm myself from New York.
Oh.
I grew up there.
That is amazing.
Parizota, overall, has Colombia been what you had hoped it would be?
I would say it was even more than what I expected, because I did expect hard classes, very rigorous curriculum, and a lot of people. But it was at the same time more than that in a sense that it was fun. It was interesting to get to know people. I wouldn't think that I would really enjoy reading all of those literature humanities books or that science class that I took, but it was really, I was even inspiring to even take more of those classes. So it's definitely more than I.
That's great. That's great for you. May I ask, what was the hardest course that you took this past semester?
I think it was the literature humanities class where I had to read one book each week. It took a little more time than the other classes, but I wouldn't say it was really hard. I'm definitely sure that there are much more classes that have a much more difficult level than this class. So, but compared to other classes that I took, this is a little more time consuming, but not really hard.
That's great that that you're having such a good time academically, which of course is the most important thing. some concluding questions, Parizada. Looking back, is there anything you would do differently, either during the application process or while you have been in Colombia?
When it comes to my application process, I would, I guess, probably apply to a different high school than what I had, because my high school was public and it was, as you already know, hard to get all of those logistical parts of application, like recommendation letters, and my transcripts were also had to be translated. So I would basically change my high school to an international one, or the one that has a higher status, so that this part would be easier. But in general, it's not, it would not really make difference probably, because I'm already here and achieved my dream, thankfully. But when I'm here in Colombia, I think everything is going just fine for now.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's right. It makes me very happy to hear that you're enjoying it so much. Finally, looking forward instead of backward, what would you say success will mean in your life?
I think I'm a person who is really dependent on, really attached to my family members and my parents. So I would say making my parents proud would mean the most success in my life, and seeing them being happy about me and being happy in general would mean that my life has been really successful.
Oh, what a beautiful answer. That is absolutely wonderful. Parizada, I'd like to thank you so much for sharing your time with us, sharing your experiences and your thoughts with our listeners. I know that the things you have discussed with us will be of great help to many other students who are considering studying at Columbia. Once again, I'd like to thank you so very much for the time you have given us.
Thank you so much for hosting me.